This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. I've been telling you about Jean Haugvit for a few weeks. Her autobiography was submitted to the Roseau County Museum recently by her daughter Marlis Olson. Jean had an interesting life. She spent most of her youth living in the little town of Viking, Alberta. When her mother died in childbirth, life took some twists and turns for Jean and her siblings. Jean and her little sister Violet eventually moved to Pensacola, Minnesota to live with their mother's widowed sister, Hannah Wold, on her farm. I'll read now from Jean's story. Aunt Hannah's brother lived on a farm about a mile east. Uncle Ted Mortensen and his wife Signe had a large family. His farm was not very large, so he worked Aunt Hannah's land as well as his own. During the summer and fall, he ate at her place. He loved to whittle, and whenever he had time, he would sit under a tree with a piece of dry wood in his hand, which, under his knife, was turned into the image of a cow, a horse, or some other animal. His little animals were very exact. While he whittled, he told amusing stories of his childhood in Sweden. Aunt Hannah's sister, Mia, also known as Anna Maria, and her husband Emil Mortensen and family lived a couple of miles south. Their eldest daughter Ingrid was married to Melvin Karlsted. Their eldest son Edwin was married to Marie Simonson. Marie and Edwin lived about 2 miles farther south by the river school. Their other children, Henning and Warner, the twins, Hjalmar and Robert Mortensen, lived at home. What is now known as Beaver Town Hall was the school that Violet attended. It was about a quarter of a mile east of Aunt Hannah's house, not far from the mailbox. Moni Carlson lived east of the school. He came to visit Aunt Hannah often. His wife Jenny, who was Aunt Hannah's youngest sister, had died of consumption some years previous. Their baby died too, so Moni was alone. Consumption is another name for tuberculosis. At that time, many people had the disease. Not much was known about it, and there was no cure for it. There was a little gas station and grocery store on the corner about a quarter of a mile west. The Pete Severson family lived across the road. Pete had married Carolyn Haugvit, a widow with 5 young children. Her husband had also died of consumption. Pete and Carolyn had 3 more children, so their family numbered 8. Their youngest daughter, Irene, became one of my closest friends, although she was 6 years younger. I spent a lot of time at their home. Mrs. Severson was a friend of everyone, young and old. Their farm was along the main road to Roseau. People on the way to town or coming home from town stopped at their place to water and rest their horses. Mrs. Severson always had hot coffee and lunch for these people. My cousins, Henning and Warner Mortensen, who were twins, took turns escorting me to the dances and house parties in the neighborhood. I was used to dancing square dances, but I soon learned how to do the old-time waltzes, polkas, and other dances. House parties were a way of getting together and having fun. Usually someone had a musical instrument along to play, so we could dance if we wanted to. The rest just sat and visited, or they played card games. There was always lunch before going home. There were dances almost every weekend at Malung Hall. There was always someone appointed to keep order during the dance. Intoxicating beverages were not allowed in the building. If someone was rowdy, they were asked to leave. Violet was enrolled as a student in the Beaver Country School in September of 1937. Her first teacher was Gladys Huntfit of Greenbush. Other teachers who taught at the Beaver School included Irene Rosine of Fallen Township and Evelyn Rose, whose family lived near Roseau. We were pleasantly surprised when our dad came to visit the first year we were at Aunt Hannah's. We hadn't seen him since we left Viking, Alberta in 1933. Violet especially was overjoyed to see him. The immigration officer in Waro, Dick Richards, advised me that if we wished to stay in the USA, I should file intention papers, which gave legal notice that Violet and I intended to make the United States our home. He said since I was over 18, I could be appointed Violet's legal guardian. When I took his advice, we had to leave the United States for a time after the expiration date of our visit. We went to Winnipeg, where we would have to stay while the immigration officials in Winnipeg deliberated over our application for an extension of our visit. Since we were not city people and knew no one in the city of Winnipeg, they granted my request to stay at the Children's Aid Home where we had stayed in 1933. I think we were there about 3 weeks before we were allowed to go back to Penser. Since we had filed intention papers and our extended visit was granted, we did not have to go back to Winnipeg again. It would be 5 years before I could become a citizen of the United States of America. I'll read more from Jean's story next week as Jean begins her life as an adult. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our Coney stories.